bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Let's have a little fun and do a little good news, bad news. I'll tell you the good part of the story. But nowadays, it never just stays good. It always takes a twist and ends badly. A couple is moving in together right before their wedding. What could go wrong when you move in together? Hang on, nothing. Life is on easy street when you move in together.
I think that the problem, the bad news, is that she found out that the person she was marrying had like an extreme fetish for something like cheese or feet or something.
Right.
Something just like sick and twisted that's like very uncomfortable.
Hey, can I put my stuff in this closet and it's just full of cheese? Yeah. Oh, never mind, because it's filled.
I think somebody found somebody else in the house. I think that it's not a fetish. It's another person. Like it's going to be a threesome. You're joining a group.
Oh,
didn't realize there was that other person
in the
house.
Fred was living in the attic?
Yes.
Welcome to it.
I'm going to say I think they found out they were somehow related.
Ooh, like as they're moving in together.
Yeah,
right
you're
before
like,
the
oh,
wedding.
You're my brother.
Oh, okay. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
The story is crazy. Somebody opens dies.
Oh, cool.
And you know Friends, the TV show Friends, Pivot?
Yeah.
It makes Pivot look small. I'll explain what that means.
What?
8:49 when we reveal what the bad part of the story is.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Now on the Odyssey app.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, I told you the good part of the story. We love when the story starts off good on the Brent Megan Show, but nothing can stay good. Everything always turns badly. So let's figure out how this story ends badly. A couple is moving in together right before their wedding. What could go wrong? Hannah, I told you that, you know the scene from Friends where they, pivot?
Mm-hmm.
And it was iconic. Well, this guy tried to take moving in with furniture to the next level.
How so?
Because he decided to actually, with his bride-to-be, the day before their wedding, toss a mattress they had just purchased, maybe from someone on Airbnb, like throw this in the back of the truck. And they didn't want the mattress to fall out, so he told her to sit on it. So she was sitting on the mattress. Well, mattresses are extremely springy, so at 50 miles per hour, they hit like a pothole, and she bounced off the mattress, fell out of the truck, and got serious road rash right before her wedding day, like on her face, all on her side.
Oh.
And she has to wear a wedding dress the like day or two before her wedding.
Do not like her fiance and or husband if they ended up getting married.
Like her family's got to be thinking, if you are the idiot who suggested sit on the mattress
while
I'm driving a big truck.
Here, I know you're big anchor, sit on this.
Yes, like, and also that concept too. Hey, you're big enough to hold this down, woman. Like, everything about this was wrong. This dude couldn't even figure out zip ties or anything like that. And then poor bride has road rash for the wedding day.
Oh my gosh.
Happily ever after.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
So the entire Brent Mega Show went out to San Diego for this like work trip. And I had to leave early because it was my daughter's birthday. And I was the guy. You ever go out with your friends and you have, like, everyone, you come back and you're like, how was the night? And everyone's like, it was the best night ever. Most iconic night we ever had. That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I left, had to catch a flight. I texted everyone the next day, like, how was the night? The best night we've ever had in our entire lives. So.
For real.
Thanks, jerk. We're going to play two truths and a lie about that night that the team has come up with, and I'm going to try to guess which one of these are real, actually happened during the best night ever, and which one is a lie. Well, you can listen in 3 minutes.